USA Radio News.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd called White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre a liar on Tuesday after she claimed illegal immigrants aren't just walking in across the border. He spoke to Fox News.
I watch these people walk across the border every single day. We see it. It's disgusting what we're seeing, and she knows exactly what's happening, but she's deflecting. She's lying. She knows that the mainstream media isn't going to cover this issue. She knows that by in large part, nobody's going to care because they don't understand what's going on. But she does recognize it as well. If the mainstream media would cover this, if the American public understood what was going on, they would be outraged.
Tuesday marked the one-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan. The withdrawal brought an end to almost 20 years of American military involvement there. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
An FBI agent is out, and it's raising more questions than answers.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. Navy ships will be banned from entering the ports of the Solomon Islands. The U.S. Embassy in Australia has been notified of the so-called moratorium. The U.S. and the Solomon Islands now have a tense relationship since the island nation signed a security pact with China in May. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pastor of a Texas church has been placed on a leave of absence. 48-year-old Matt Chandler, the head pastor of Village Church in Dallas, told his congregation he had messaged a woman who was not his wife in a way that was, quote, unguarded and unwise, unquote. Chandler stated the messages were not sexual or romantic, but the church's elders decided Chandler did not use language appropriate for a pastor. Energy prices continue to rise in Europe.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rising country music star Luke Bell passed away at the age of 32 after allegedly going missing for more than a week. Bell's friend and fellow country singer Matt Kinman confirmed the news to the music site Saving Country Music. The Tucson Police Department says Bell was found dead on Monday in Tucson, Arizona, where he had been reported missing on August 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.